right, 19 past six. Chris Luxon is rumoured to be shoulder-tapping top business people to be part of his potential administration. Fran O'Sullivan is reporting that the likes of Fraser Winneray and Andrew Grant have both been courted by Luxon, but both said no. And Fran is with me now. Hey, Fran.
Yeah, hi.
Why have they said no?
Well, I think it's to do with stage of life. I think in Andrew's case, he's still at McKinsey. And I think with Fraser Winneray, he's got, as I understand, children at a certain stage still at school and doesn't want to take it on at this stage. Mm. This doesn't mean to say that the courting will stop. I think it will continue, but it may be in another guise, not necessarily coming straight away into mainstream politics. And they won't, assuming Chris Luxon does get to be Prime Minister, there won't really be another option to bring someone in off the list for three more years. So, I mean, the list is fantastic in that respect, in that, you know, people like Stephen Joyce did come in at top, straight into cabinet by John Key, and same with Ayesha Birrell, with Jacinda Ardern. So it has worked in the way that people like Sir Geoffrey Palmer had hoped years ago. In other words, to help raise the standard of cabinet people rather than people who had to crawl their way up in the bear pit for a few years as kind of like a third termer back in politics. Yeah.
Do you think that he might, I mean, look, let's be honest about it. National wasn't doing all that well in the polls until about a week ago, right?
Sure.
And so it'd be probably kind of hard to really recruit super successful people to a cause that didn't look like it was particularly successful. But he might have more luck next time.
Well, he might, and there will be other people. And, you know, obviously he will be looking if he sets up assuming he gets in, he sets up a prime minister or advisory group or something like that, he'll want to have some fairly smart people on that. And the people I named and others besides are really interested and committed to New Zealand's success. You know, a number of them belong to the New Zealand Initiative and, you know, go off to look at small advanced economies and how they're succeeding. And, you know, for instance, that group came back from Ireland recently, but they've also been to Switzerland and Denmark, and Fraser Winneray led both those two initial groups over.
Yeah.
And so there is interest there. There's interest in, and again, both those guys were on Ardern's Prime Minister's Business Advisory Council. So they are people who are interested in New Zealand's success. And I think part of this is, you know, when Luxon talks about wanting a more adult relationship with business, this is kind of what business is looking for. In other words, you know, that they can play a role within their own businesses, clearly, but also thinking about the solutions needed for New Zealand's success. And, you know, some stuff can actually be offloaded elsewhere. It doesn't all have to be run by the state. And I'm not talking here about privatisation or consultancies. I'm just saying that, you know, if you look at some of the mechanisms that they are looking at around funding, infrastructure and so forth, I mean, that assumes that the private sector will have a much more integral role. And, you know, over the period of when Grant Robertson has been Minister of Finance, and obviously through the Ardern cabinet and then Chris Hipkins, but more particularly over that time, there's been a vast centralisation of the economy. And I think we will see, if there is a change of government over time, that will start to reverse.
Yeah.
And we'll see more private participation. And so it makes sense to go and look for the best you can get, in my view.
Yeah, actually doesn't sound all that bad. Fran, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Fran O'Sullivan, NZME's business commentator. All right, and we run you through Sinlay, run you through the text.